proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Today we're looking at the Fast of Gedalia. This is a minor fast that is remembered on the day after Rosh Hashanah. The Fast of Gedalia is a day set aside to commemorate the assassination of Gedalia, the Babylonian-appointed official charged with administering the Jewish population remaining in Judah following the destruction of the temple and exile in 586 BC. I'd like to read from Zechariah chapter 7, beginning in verse 3, where the Word of God says, "And to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself, as I have done these so many years? Then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto me, saying, Speak unto all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When ye have fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me? Even to me?" So we see here Zechariah is referring to this seventh month fast, which is this fast of Gedalia. And he asks the questions, "When you did fast, did you fast unto me?" God is asking. This reminds me of the words of Jesus, our Lord, found in Matthew 6:16, when he said, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that they may appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Returning to Zechariah 7:6, we read, "And when ye did eat, and when ye did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves?" This recalls the words of the Apostle Paul found in 1 Corinthians 10:31. "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Zechariah continues, "Should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions, every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." When we see the words of our Lord Jesus Christ found in Matthew 23:23, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." Zechariah said, "You should execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion." Jesus said, "The Pharisees had neglected judgment, mercy, and faith." Verse 10 of Zechariah 7, "Oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless." Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 14, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation." Zechariah concludes by saying, "But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations, whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate." Jewish history says that after the assassination of this governor Gedalia, that the land was left desolate, for the children of Judea had fled to Egypt. And so they remember to this day the desolation of the land through this minor feast called the Fast of Gedalia. Stay with us as we continue looking at the fall feast. May the Lord richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.